It's the 1st of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Additional aid from the government has been provided to Bedfordshire Police for the specific purpose of tackling antisocial behaviour. £1.4 million has been allocated to increase patrols in troubled areas. Festus Akinbusoi, the Bedfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner, commented that the issue would be addressed in both rural and urban areas. He said, "The antisocial behaviour hotspot pilots carried out by other constabularies have demonstrated what can be achieved by following a zero-tolerance approach to drug-taking, loitering and fly-tipping." The Bedfordshire funding was part of a larger nationwide £66 million package. The Body Shop on Silver Street in Bedford will be among 75 permanent store closures occurring next week, according to the company's administrator's FRP advisory. The Marl Luton location will also be closing. Department for Education figures reveal that almost 2,500 penalties were issued by Central Bedfordshire Council to parents for unauthorised student absences. Yesterday, the DfE announced that fines related to the removal of students from school for 5 days or more would be increasing, but would also now be consistent nationwide. Parents will be charged £20 extra, totalling £80. The amount will double after 3 weeks unpaid. Gillian Keegan, the Education Secretary, said the new policy would lead to better school attendance outcomes. The Bedford-based Retired Caribbean Nurses Association hope to preserve the legacy of nurses arriving on the shores of Britain and working in Bedford during the Windrush era. A paid reception will take place at the Kempston Addison Centre on the 6th of March, beginning at 10:30 a.m. to celebrate their rich history at Bedford Hospital. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.